1-800-878-9898.
Free Talk Live, the live Sunday night edition. You can call in with your thoughts, 855-450-3733. That is the ProXPN toll-free call-in line, because this is the show where you can call in and talk about anything you want. You get to take control. Not like, I don't know any other radio show that really allows for you to take absolute control. You know, really nothing in the way of call screening. You know, a lot of these guys are like, oh, yeah, it's Friday, so you can call in and you can talk about what you want to talk about. But, I mean, the call screening process is absolutely preposterous, what you have to go through, to even get on the air.
And the amount of people calling. I mean,
oh, yeah.
The chances are really good if you were to call right now that we're going to get you on the air tonight.
Yeah.
Whereas if you call most nationally syndicated programs, that are on during the day, the call volume's much higher.
Oh, sure. It's out of this world. But what is really out of this world is the fact that we're live on a Sunday night. Okay? I mean, where else are you going to even do that? So, really, Free Talk Live is, offering so much to the listeners, and we love to interact with you. A way to get in touch with us is through Skype. You can, our Skype handle is lrn.fm. We'll have to accept, your friend request, your contact request, and then you can call in. And right now, we actually have a call on Skype. I love it because Skype always sounds so good. And we have Hef. Hef, what would you like to talk about?
What's up, guys?
Hey, Hef.
I want to talk about insecurity.
Okay.
And I guess shyness, me calling. Right now, my heart is like, I listen to you guys a lot, so I know for a fact, like, Robert and Bellows Falls, or Nathan, Texas, and Temper, all these guys, I know them very well. They call a lot.
Yeah, they call quite a bit, which is good.
But I like their, I like what they talk about. So, like, how do you get through that, this shyness? I guess I'm getting through that right now.
Yeah, that's really the answer, Hef. The fact is this is Mark, and the first time I was on the radio was on Oldies 108 in Sarasota, Florida. It must have been somewhere around 2000. I had gone on a trip that I had set up with a local charity to deliver some school supplies to Haiti. And I'd come back, and I was going to share my experience on Oldies 108 with the listeners who had helped with this stuff. They'd given all kinds of school supplies, and so we've got to provide the listener with sort of the continuation of the story. And I thought I was going to pass out. I got lightheaded. I wasn't very good at answering questions. It was like answers, yes, no, things like that. Fortunately, they got me off the air pretty quick. And what you may experience after you're done here is you may experience, you're experiencing a rush right now. What you may experience is that, you know what? I kind of like this rush. I'm completely whole. Nothing bad has happened to me. I could do this again. And then you might try it again in a week or something like that. And that's kind of, I think, what the reason that the people can continue to do it is because it feels good. It's exciting to be on the radio.
Yeah, well, it sounds a little crazy, but right now I'm talking to you on my Blue Yeti. I just bought it recently.
Yeah, that's the type of microphone that a lot of podcasts
It sounds great. I thought
great mic.
Some kind of a sexual euphemism. Go ahead.
And
Blue Yeti.
We never talk about the Blue Yeti.
I wanted to start doing podcasts, but I want to figure out how to get over that shyness and.
Oh my gosh, I can speak to that. Well, so I started podcasting back in 2009, and my first podcast was terrible, but it was so much fun, and that's why I kept doing it. The only reason I liked it, because it was enjoyable. It was me sitting down with a friend and talking, having a conversation that we recorded, we were doing it on somebody's computer with the internal microphone, and there was a big background noise from the fan inside the computer, and it wasn't very good. We didn't have the skills to be able to make an entertaining show, but we developed them over time through practice, and that's what you have to do. So if you like to talk and you like to record talking, listen back to yourself, you know, and I used to listen back to everything.
That's the worst part. I hate to listen to myself.
But that's how you improve, because every time you listen back, you'll say, oh, okay, I could have said this differently. That was a little unclear, or I used too many ums and ahs.
Too many ums, yeah.
Or whatever, or the sound quality isn't as good as where I'd like it to be, so I'm going to improve that. And that's the most important key to improving, I think. And I still listen back to most of the stuff that I do, because I still would like to improve, even though I've been doing this for 5 years.
It's the number one thing you can do.
Mm-hmm.
Also, those first episodes you do that you don't release, they can become very valuable when you get famous.
That's true.
Yeah.
People like, what are you saying for your first sound check?
Yeah, I have a couple of those.
I mean, I think that, you know, one of the things is when you listen back as well, when you listen back to yourself, is you will actually find a lot of times, and this is something I found for myself with my own podcast, is when I think I've done a terrible show, I listen back and wow, that sounded fantastic.
Yes. Actually, Brian, you say to me a lot, I didn't like the way this show turned out. I'm not sure if I should release it. And then we listen back to it and I say, whoa, what are you talking about? This is great.
Yeah. So that'll happen. And, you know, even the most, the most ardent radio professionals still get nervous behind the mic or on the phone.
On the phone, I definitely do. If I call into somebody else's show, I don't feel anything.
It's
I'm sitting over here completely emotionless.
I feel the same way. Like when I go on Free Talk Live, I feel very comfortable and not nervous. But if I go on someone else's show, especially if I'm being interviewed, I start to get my heart flutters a little bit, you know.
If I call in on someone's show, though, and they're not expecting me necessarily, I'm kind of hijacking them, I definitely get all flittery and
So I mean, the only way to get over it is to just keep doing it, to practice podcasting, practice calling in, all of the above. But I mean, even practicing calling in, like even Ian Freeman, who I consider an absolute radio professional, phenomenal radio host, when he calls in, he even admits often that he still feels like his heart flutter.
Yep.
So even years down the line, it can still be a stressful thing.
And another tip is, I would say, be okay, like accept the fact that your first work is going to have room for improvement, and that's quite all right. That's totally fine. That's just how it's going to be.
Right. Yeah. The first time you colored in a coloring book, you went outside the lines, and that's fine.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's the same way, in real life, it's the same deal. Just talking to people, getting used to talking to people and saying, hey, how are you doing? Getting used to the handshake, the whole business. All of that just gets you over those insecurities
That's what people say about meeting, like, people to date, right? It's like, if you're scared to talk to women, just talk to women everywhere you go. Go to the grocery store and strike up conversations, and eventually you won't be scared of it.
Don't necessarily ask them out. Just strike up the conversation.
Exactly. Yeah. And then you develop the confidence.
Which, by the way, is half of the battle.
Granted, I wouldn't like, if a woman's in the vegetable aisle. Right. Yeah. Don't say, hey, nice.
Is it feeling firm?
Yeah, exactly. You might not want to start that conversation.
you could ask questions, though. I mean, I don't know much about what's going on in the vegetable aisle.
Sure, I wouldn't either.
But, I'll be like, for instance, what happened in the grocery store relatively recently to me, I said to a woman, my wife sent me to the grocery store and asked for broccoli and cauliflower. Now, they've got this thing called a broccaflower. It's just a cross between a broccoli and a cauliflower.
Yeah.
Will I get in trouble for bringing this back? She said, don't bring that back. Okay.
I have no problem talking to people in person.
Yeah.
But talking to an audience, yes.
You'll be fine.
Yeah.
Well, the audience is just people. That's the thing you got to remember. Your audience is totally just people. They're probably people just like you, people that you wouldn't feel nervous having a conversation with in real life. So it's kind of like that, except it's a one-way conversation because they're going to be listening to you and not responding in real time.
Not in real time, but that's something, too, that I want to bring up, is that if you're going to do podcasting, you were mentioning that, Hef, get used to some hate mail, okay? And just, let them judge you. Just let it go.
You get hate mail?
Oh, I do.
Oh, Brian gets a ton of hate mail.
I think he's being facetious.
But he gets a ton of love mail, too. That's the thing. When you take an opinion on something, when you have a stance, Some people are going to hate it, and they're going to tell you, and they're going to feel the need to tell you why you're wrong. But some people are going to love it, and they're going to totally support you, and you're going to win a lot of friends that way, too.
If they're complaining about your opinion, I simply don't care. if they're giving you critique on how to be better, you know, breath control or something like that, hey, you know, those are things to listen to.
Yeah. Thanks for the call, Hef. Great question. Yeah, you know, that's the old Churchill line, right? If you, you know, if you make enemies, good, you stood up for something. Freak Talk Live.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Live, the live Sunday night edition. I gave you a little extra music there. I personally, I'm a bit of a metalhead myself.
Time to rock out.
Yeah, yeah. So you get a little time to rock out, and you know, we're in here in the studio just headbanging away.
Speaking of rocking out and big hair, everything's bigger in Texas. And
this is true.
We're going to be going there.
That's what the Texans would like you to believe.
Well, I don't know.
Those hats are huge, man.
Texas is big.
I kind of believe it because I've never been to Texas, but we'll verify this for ourselves at the Texas Bitcoin Conference.
Austin really isn't like going to Texas, though.
That's a good point.
I mean, Austin's like going to Austin.
Yeah, but
Austin's like going to Austin.
They say Austin's weird, and I'm actually really looking forward to that.
Yeah. You'll have a great time.
So, well, you'll have a great time, too, because you're going to be going. So all three of us sitting here in the studio are going to be going to the Texas Bitcoin Conference. It is March 5th and 6th, and originally it was planned for just one day, but they actually had to extend it because there's just so much going on at this conference. They're going to be three or four tracks at the same time, so you'll have all different speakers to choose from, and you know, Brian's going to be giving
a
talk.
You can choose me if you want.
I would suggest that you choose Brian. He's giving a talk called Is Bitcoin More Real Than Gold? And if that sounds interesting to you, like it does to me, then you'll want to make sure you see his talk.
Yeah, trust me, you can't imagine what I'm going to talk about.
That's a pretty good, that's a pretty enticing offer, Brian. But, you know, don't just go for us. You're going to see Jeff Tucker. You're going to see Ben Swan. You're going to see Stefan Molyneux, Jason King, Tony Gallippi, Pua Pilon, the Bitcoin wife. We didn't see her this weekend, but she's going to be there. And Mark is going to be emceeing the event.
That's right. I'm going to be, well, you know, one of the MCs. There's going to be a bunch of MCs. So mm-hmm. I'm delighted.
I'm pretty sure that my other podcast, Let's Talk Bitcoin, is going to be doing a live show at the Texas Bitcoin Conference. We're going to do like some kind of ask me anything type situation where we have a live audience and we record something. So it's going to be really fun. March 5th and 6th, you're probably going to want to be in town maybe a little early, stay a little later. The South by Southwest convention is right after this thing, so you can make a week out of it easily. We will be staying for several days. We're not just staying for the 5th and 6th. We're going to be there on either end of it, having fun and having a great time. So please join us and find out the details at TexasBitcoinConference.com, TexasBitcoinConference.com. Oh, yeah, there's also going to be a Bitcoin cert, like a concert, but a Bitcoin cert, where you pay for your tickets with Bitcoin, and it benefits Bitcoin charities.
Yeah, that's amazing. So, that sounds like a great time.
Yeah, and a charity luncheon, just all kinds of stuff.
Is that Jordan Page, yes. Tatiana, Morozov?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I think it's going to be a great time. I hope as many people as can come out to it.
Me too.
Again, it's so big, so many speakers.
Oh, Free Talk Live will be live.
Yes.
I mean, there's just so much to talk about. So TexasBitcoinConference.com, get the details there, and we'll see you at the conference.
Fantastic. So, Mark, we were talking about the rise of libertarianism, the rise of the libertarians. And certainly there will be plenty of libertarians at the Texas Bitcoin Conference. It's one of the things I enjoy about this conference in particular. This is pretty ideological. And so I guess we'll see if, you know, if there will be a lot of growth there. I'm sure there will. But what's some other reasons? The last one that we talked about pretty much had to do with, you know, Obamacare.
Yep, it was the last one that we talked about was is that progressivism is the new status quo.
Sure.
Progressivism's cracks have finally been exposed. Number seven is libertarianism is real communitarianism. Libertarianism actually provides a superstructure for community. The problem with communitarianism is that it never shed its dependence on centralization and state power. Real community is built from the bottom up. And anybody who understands real community knows this is true. You can't force community on people.
Right.
Now,
yeah.
I think you can design systems that make community easier, to make it easier for people to be involved in their communities and things like that. But it has to come from the ground up. It's designed by people with overlapping interests and concerns and needs. It's not the product of the imaginings of communitarian philosophers like Michael Sandel and the grand designs of urban planners. Community comes from the unobstructed encounters of neighbors on streets and corners, of hipsters peacocking at coffee shops, of Bitcoiners gathering at Satoshi Square, and of people drawn out together in common cause or mutual aid. Community bubbles up from a free people, and you can't get any more libertarian than that.
I totally agree. This is something that is so misunderstood because libertarianism is often equated, and not unfairly, with rugged individualism. But at the same time, libertarianism also teaches ideas of division of labor.
It's cooperation and competition.
Yes.
This is the part, you know, like people will pick the things they don't like out of libertarianism and point at it. We don't like competition. Well, cooperation's a big part.
Yeah, absolutely.
You're probably not good at competition anyway. Don't worry about it. We'll use you in the cooperation part.
I think the terms charity and maybe government welfare or whatever, government functions have been confused with charity, whereas they're really not. It's completely separate what the government does from actual charitable acts. Because when you do charity or when you do something that helps somebody else, not just charity, but like educational organizations, things like that, you're doing it out of a genuine desire to contribute something and to help and to connect with people. But what government does is they force you to give up your money, and then they give it to someone else, and then they call it charity when it's totally different.
Oh, don't forget they take about 70% off the top.
Right. They're not even doing it well or efficiently.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, all government does literally is get in the way of community, in my opinion. I mean, and it could be the most mundane thing, but it's important to you, so it's your passion. You could be a fan of Star Trek. And believe me, the TSA is going to get in your way of getting to a convention in Las Vegas, you know, to see your heroes or to just be amongst, you know, people that share the same passion for even just a TV show. It doesn't matter. It could be about anything. They're going to get in your way. They're going to make it hard on you. It can be that mundane, or it could be something even bigger to where you want to start a homeless shelter. Mm-hmm. But oh, no.
You put in a $30,000 sprinkler system.
Exactly. That's all they do is hinder the actual ability to, you know, to be in a community with other people. It's really, really insane. There's lots of people from around the world that want to come and join a lot of liberty-minded people in the Free State Project. You know how many hoops they have to go through to do that?
Immigration, yeah. Or what about refugees? I mean, just the idea, like, people like to say, well, World War II, you know.
Oh, no.
The government, it's a good thing, you know, they were fighting for our freedom or else we'd be speaking German. Well, I'm going to go there, okay? It would have been possible for the U.S. to allow Jewish immigrants to come into the U.S. and have shelter and have a safe place to live and to escape Germany.
Yeah, Roosevelt could have allowed for 25,000 a year, 25,000 people a year to come in from Germany.
But
he actually only did that 1 year.
Yeah, he turned away Jewish immigrants. He actually himself was racist and
pretty clearly.
Yeah, he thought there was a Jewish problem in Oregon.
Yeah, he thought Jews were taking over. And I mean, take that and apply it to any war or conflict in history. It's very easy for a place like the U.S. to open up its borders and allow people to come here and live their lives and get out of a bad situation, but they don't. Instead, they go and bomb people and say that they're helping.
Yeah, let's get together, but let's end government so that we can. Your thoughts, 855-450-3733.
Does advertising on the Genesis Communications Radio Network actually bring positive results? Let's ask
Thomas Bolter from Free Strike Guy.
Thomas, talk about customer service at GCN.
GCN is extraordinary in how they take care of their customers. The bottom line, Free Strike Guy keeps advertising on GCN because it works.
If you'd like to experience unbelievable customer service, call Lee Wickenhauser at 877-996-4327, extension 107.
You've been hearing about the amazing benefits of Heart and Body Extract for many years. Now, hear from the co-founder.
My name is Tony Knudsen, and I am the co-founder of Heart and Body Extract. We've been in business for over 13 years now.
With thousands of satisfied customers who have experienced the amazing benefits but never experienced a price hike.
We've kept consistent pricing the whole entire time the company's been in business, and we'll continue to do so.
Call today for Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305, or visit hbextract.com.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster. With MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilip, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Life's getting better.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, the live Sunday night edition. You can call in 855-450-3733. But you know, well, tonight you are joined by Brian.
And Stephanie.
And Mark.
But this show runs 7 nights a week, 365 days a year, 3 hours a night. Doesn't stop. I mean, literally, Christmas, we're here. Saturnalia, whatever you want to call it. Okay. We're always here. And if you want to listen to just some things you're just not going to hear anywhere else on the radio, you can go to archives.freetalklive.com. The show's been going for pretty much a decade.
Yeah, more than a decade.
More than a decade.
Yeah.
And you can catch most of that totally for free at archives.freetalklive.com. Even the first 2 years, you know, a lot of people, they want to kind of shy away from maybe their early work. But no, you can torrent the first couple seasons, I'll say, first couple years of Free Talk Live. And then, of course, you know, all the shows over the past few years, you're welcome to access those. I don't think there's very many years that aren't available.
There's a space in time that's not yet available, but with more amplifiers, we'll make more of that available. I've got to say, I'm not thrilled about our early shows being available.
What are you talking about, man? Which?
That's right. See, this is the podcasting tips, right? Yeah. Be okay with your early shows.
My name on the previous shows was Manwich. It was just a radio name I picked out. So anyway, if you're looking for camping, hunting, survival, or shooting gear, manventureoutpost.com's got the name brands that you want, because you're more likely to get a quality product if you buy the name brands. And they've got them at the lowest prices, whether it's camping equipment or tents or, you know, the kind of the food preparation equipment that you need, or water purification. Maybe it's fishing equipment, hunting equipment, just handguns, long guns, ammunition. They've got it all. Knives and flashlights, ManVentureOutpost.com. They've got the best prices. I've checked many times. You need to check for yourself. It's a family-owned operation. You can trust them. I've been doing business with them for years. ManVentureOutpost.com.
Absolutely. So we're talking about the rise of libertarianism, the rise of the libertarians, and the there's pretty much a numbered list of things that are proof of it. And of course, one of them is that people today, especially with the internet, they're wanting community and they're able to access it. And what people are realizing, I think, is that government is in the way of achieving that community, or at least, if anything, they're not helping. You know, they're certainly not assisting in that being available. And so libertarianism is showing that, hey, you know, freely, voluntarily interacting with each other is a plausible goal. It's something to go for. But what's the next one, Mark?
So number eight is libertarians really don't like crony capitalism. And this is one of those, many times people will point to crony capitalism that we sort of have today here in the United States, and call that capitalism and say capitalism doesn't work. Now, I don't care what definition we use
sure.
to talk about free people exchanging things freely with each other
sure.
on a voluntary basis. I don't care what terminology we use for that. I'm not attached to the term capitalism. But oftentimes people use the term capitalism to refer to that behavior too. So it's really, it's murky. What does capitalism mean to you is a question you need to sort of answer yourself. Are you flexible on your definition of the term capitalism? I am, because it doesn't mean anything to me. But a lot of people aren't. So anyway, let me go on here. For all the lip service progressives pay to the problem of income equality, they consistently back the most illiberal and inegalitarian policies. Is there anything fair about showering taxpayer resources upon this energy company or that and making their CEO's wealth more secure in the process?
No, and Republicans conveniently ignore that, too.
Yeah,
you know, corporate welfare, they focus a lot on social welfare.
They can't point it out because then they would. They can't.
Right.
Then you can call a hypocrite right there. So,
is there any? Well, of course, the Republicans are hypocritical on social welfare, too.
Yeah.
We were just talking in the break about income tax. And the fact is, the income tax has built-in welfare. They have the earned income tax credit and the head of household and this whole thing. And they only give that to people who are married with children. Mm-hmm. So Republicans have this sort of.
They're incentivizing their traditional lifestyle that they fetishize.
That's right. They've got that whole thing. Is there anything equitable about shoring up the U.S. banking cartel with permanent legislation like Dodd-Frank? And what about chosen one percenters that are benefiting from crony-invested Obamacare legislation? Lots and lots of crony capitalism in Obamacare, which rains goodies down on drug makers, healthcare providers, and insurance companies in equal measure. On the other hand, while libertarians don't mind the sort of inequality that comes from people successfully creating happy customers, wealth, and jobs, we really don't like the collusion between business interests and government power.
Absolutely. So let's make this clear. While anyone can, you know, people's definition of the word capitalism can mean a whole lot of things, like you said, Mark, and I think that's absolutely true. Okay. Is there like one definition that was originally existed? Yes, of course, but fine.
But wasn't it a pejorative definition that came from the socialists?
Yeah, we could get into that Marx actually came up with the word, all that stuff. But the bottom line is that when we are talking about capitalism, this is the one thing we don't mean is corporatism.
Yeah.
We don't mean corporate welfare. Okay. And that's very, you know, that needs to be made very, very clear, because that's one of the singular most confusing things about libertarianism. Okay, now there may still be some people out there that call themselves libertarians that are like, yeah, big business can do whatever they want. Who cares as long as it's private? Mm-hmm. And, you know, but
from what I can tell, I'm sorry, real quick, from what I can tell, business probably can't get big if it isn't for collusion with government power. That the marketplace,
I think you're right about that.
Yeah, it's what I think. I can't test these theories. You know why I can't test these theories? Because people in power will kill me or throw me in jail if I tried.
Exactly.
If I try to take a piece of land that I've bought and paid for and live free and allow some kind of our own little economy to develop with the people that I let on the land, I wouldn't be able to do that because somebody's going to say, well, you owe us property taxes for the land. Well, the more successful I get, the larger the property taxes get, so it stifles success.
Absolutely.
You can't beat them, you might as well join them, right? That's the thing.
Yeah, a lot of people do.
Well, yeah, exactly. I wanted to recommend a quick resource. I actually, the first audiobook I ever made is called Markets, Not Capitalism, and it is like exactly about this issue. Like, the fact that the word capitalism turns a lot of people off and has different definitions depending on who you talk to. And so this book actually goes through and explains from a very compassionate perspective that I think would appeal to a lot of people who come from the left, why government corporate welfare actually holds people down, prevents people from starting their own businesses, it contributes to poverty, does not solve the problem of income inequality, and so forth. And it's really worth a read. It's free download. Just search Markets Not Capitalism audiobook, and you'll find it.
Absolutely.
Narrated
I agree.
By me.
Yeah, it's a fantastic read. You know, a lot of people ask me, what are the Liberty books, you know, that I like, what's the one or two Liberty books I should read? That is in my, you know, my number one, number two spot. Every time is Markets Not Capitalism. Just a fantastic read. But anyway, let's go ahead to the phones, and we have David in Minnesota. David, are you with us?
Yeah.
What would you like to talk about, David?
I heard you talking about World War II and how Roosevelt could have saved 25,000 Jews a year by allowing them into the country.
Yes.
So, you know, simple arithmetic. The Germans killed 6 million Jews, so it would have only taken like 240 years to save those Jews, allowing them into the country.
We were saying, like, he wouldn't even save 25,000. That would have been a small amount. And he also could have amended that law. You know, there was an immigration quota on people coming from certain places. He could have easily changed that, but he didn't want to do that.
Yeah, it wasn't like it was a long-standing one on the books, okay, because it was only a couple presidencies away. I think it was Coolidge who actually signed, you know, like these quotas on how many people could come into this country.
Yeah.
But it's important to bear in mind, okay, fine, you know, maybe he wouldn't have saved so many Jews, but then you're talking about the same guy who in his personal correspondence was, A, proud that he didn't have any Jewish blood, two, you know, or B.
He said that the Jews were overrunning Oregon.
Yeah, that they were taking over Oregon.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, you know, when you read his personal correspondence, honestly, I don't see where he's any different than Hitler. But, David, I'd love to hear more of your thoughts.
If I
could hold you over, please.
We've got him riled up.
All right. We'll hold you over, David, and we can talk about that. Your thoughts, 855-450-3733, Free Talk Live.
Did you know that a Nobel Prize was awarded for a medical discovery that improves your sexual performance? It's true. Nitric oxide was discovered to improve your sexual performance. It also miraculously improves your heart health, blood pressure, energy levels, your immune system, diabetes, arthritis pain, even your memory and mood. That's why millions of men and women have begun taking nitric oxide boosters as daily supplements. And right now, we're releasing free bottles of peak nitric oxide so you can discover the benefits for yourself. Be one of the first 100 callers at 1-800-941-9499. After extensive research and clinical tests, nitric oxide has been described as the miracle molecule of the 21st century. Taken once a day, you'll not only begin feeling years younger, but we'll also send you free test strips to prove it works. Discover how to get your free bottle of peak nitric oxide and free test strips at 1-800-941-9498. Be one of the first 100 callers. 1-800-941-9498.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-807-8284. 1-800-807-8284. That's 1-800-807-8284. 1-800-807-8284.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, the live Sunday night edition. And tonight, of course, you are joined by Brian.
And Stephanie.
And Mark.
And, you know, if you want to interact with the show in other ways, you can, of course, call in 855-450-3733. That is the ProXPN toll-free call-in line. And, of course, we have a call on the line with David, and we're going to get back to him in just a moment. But you can go to freetalklive.com. And this is awesome. I love this. It has Reddit integration. You can share stories. If you have stories that you want us to talk about, you know, you can call in or you could just post them on freetalklive.com. And there's a voting system there. If a lot of people want to talk about it, hey, you know, maybe your story will get on the air. We get a lot of content. We get a lot of stories because you share them. And you can go to freetalklive.com to find that. There's also a lot of other great resources there. And everything is for free. I mean, it's amazing. You know, what other radio show really does that? I'm sure there's some, but a lot of the big
commercial
names,
ones, it's unlikely.
Yeah, very unlikely. So you can go to freetalklive.com and you can find all the wonderful access, you know, the abilities to listen to the show. There's just tons of them, and you can check that out and you can interact using Reddit, which is a really popular forum on the internet. So freetalklive.com. Anyway,
before we go back to David, I want to make a point here. Stephanie, I don't know if you were 100% clear when you were talking about World War II and the Jews, but World War II demonstrably was not fought over Jewish oppression in Germany.
No.
I mean, there's no documentation anywhere. Now, we can say that some people in some parts of the world probably supported the efforts of the Allies against the Axis because they felt like the Axis was oppressing Jews, but there was only some photographic evidence of what was going on of the Jews prior to World War II. We didn't really know everything. I mean, the Nazis prior to World War II wanted to export the Jews to Madagascar, so the chances are good they would have let them come to the United States. The fact that that the United States had a policy of allowing 25,000 Jews into the country at a time, and Roosevelt chose not to do that every year, is really sort of irrelevant for the fact that they could have taken 6 million Jews if they wanted to, and, you know, there have been plenty of places for that, and they turned away, specifically, a boat that came to the shores full of Jews, and those people all died.
Yeah, I wasn't even specifically talking about World War II. Like, pick any conflict. Pick like, gay people in Uganda, for instance, where it's illegal to be gay, and it's actually illegal if you don't snitch on your neighbor and you know that they're gay. Like, the U.S. could very easily open up its borders and let them come here where it's okay to be gay, but they don't.
Sure. So, David, are you with us? I'd like to hear your thoughts on that.
Yeah, not necessarily on that, but on what you said earlier, that you were equating Roosevelt to Hitler. I'm sorry.
Sure.
That is an absolute joke. That's ridiculous.
I disagree.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, like, why? Well, give me your reasons for it being ridiculous.
Because Roosevelt exterminated 6 million people. Just the Jews. Forget about the rest of the people that were exterminated or were killed because of the war. And was Roosevelt the aggressor in that war? I don't think so.
Okay, well,
actually, if you take a look at the McCollum memo, you'll see that there's probably some stuff going on in the Roosevelt administration that really did want to see the Japanese, wanted to instigate the Japanese into an attack. So, have you read that?
Germany, or are we talking about the Japanese?
We're talking about World War II. I think they're both on the same side.
Well, the Japanese is a great point to bring up, too, because there were people that were forcibly put into camps in the U.S. You know, that was FDR.
I personally would not say that FDR's wrote, not put in ovens.
I'm sorry. 6 million.
Okay. Well, let me rephrase. All right, David, let me rephrase my statement. Is that when I read Roosevelt's words about Jews, it doesn't read a whole lot differently from Mein Kampf. How's that for a comparison? Is that better?
No, it's not. You are absolutely insane. If that's what you believe, you are out of your frickin' mind.
Okay, well, I totally disagree with you. I will share a story from Tablet Magazine, which is a Jewish publication, and I'll share that on Facebook, on the Free Talk Live page, and you can see his own words. And the words, quite frankly, are hate-filled. Okay?
I'm not defending whether or not Roosevelt was necessarily a friend to the Jews or, could possibly have been racist or a bigot or something like that. But to put it on the level of Hitler is absolutely insane. It is the most revisionist form of history that there is.
Well, David, what he just said...
Ridiculous.
Okay,
David, what he just said is he rephrased for you and asked you if that was acceptable, and now you're going back to the original rephrasing. Do you accept the new phrasing or not?
No, not at all.
So you don't think that the words sound similar? Okay.
Okay. No, then we disagree.
To put it on the same par as, someone might...
Yeah, his correspondence is on the same par as Mein Kampf, in my opinion.
Absolutely.
And not just mine.
You're absolutely insane.
No, that's what we call an ad hominem attack, and it has until you've read the correspondence he's talking about, you really can't have an opinion on it. Have you read this article from Tablet Magazine? Because
well,
I haven't.
That's not fair. I mean, Brian has to put it up on Facebook.
Yeah, well, he's saying it's insane. How can it be insane if you can't compare it?
It's an eye-opening
read. Roosevelt was calling for the extermination of the Jews?
I don't think that in Mein Kampf, what I recall having read from Mein Kampf, I don't recall anything about extermination.
Hitler specifically called for deportation.
Yeah.
Okay. And Roosevelt was saying, we have a problem in Oregon, and we've got to get these people out of here.
And he said there were genetic things about Jews and Asians that made them so that they could never be fully American, which maybe that's true because
they'll never be loyal Americans.
Yes, that's right.
And he said that we can use them. Like literally, like they're not even people. Those are his words.
Yes, they can be useful sometimes.
Yeah,
we'll post that up there for you, David. You can take a look at it. Thank you so much.
Thank you for your call. I understand how controversial all that sounds. But
FDR is a hero to most people.
Yeah,
he's made out to be this shining figure, but I mean, it's very revealing when you look back at these writings that people had.
Yeah, it is, and we'll share them, online.
But the issue of asylum in general is really what I wanted to focus on when I said that, because, like, nobody really has rebutted that point, right, that there are people around the world that are living in crappy conditions where maybe there are laws in their country that criminalize them, that make them illegals effectively, or they're just living in poverty or whatever.
This is the best solution I can come up with. For avoiding war.
Yeah, and it's totally peaceful. It doesn't require any weapons or anything like that. Just open the borders.
If you open the borders, and I understand there'll probably be a lot of people that come to this country, but what it's also going to do is put a great deal of pressure on countries like Canada and Mexico, where there's a lot of land. There's a lot of land in the United States, too. You talk about the West, you go to Wyoming and Montana and places like this, there's a lot of land. But put pressure on them to create more free governments and less of the corruption because, the United States is just, our people are going there to have better lives for themselves.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting. Maybe we could bring up now that, immigration from Mexico to the U.S. is decreasing or actually has turned around because it's not this bastion of freedom that it used to be. That was why people wanted to come here.
I haven't checked the numbers for this last year, and it may have switched again, because really the reason the people come from Mexico and Central America is it's economic pressure.
Yeah.
They can't get jobs where they are because their governments are too corrupt, and they'll do anything to live better. And
sure,
in my opinion, that's a refugee. Yeah. By every definition,
yeah.
But, what are you going to do? And these folks from around the world that are facing oppression oftentimes will be drugged into the war. This will be part of the pulling on the heartstrings of getting Americans into this particular war, that particular war. Ann Custer, who is the senator here from New Hampshire, says she's not going to support a pullout of Afghanistan because of a picture of some lady from Afghanistan who had her nose cut off by her husband. It's this oppression.
Wow, does that help the woman, to have her country destroyed
by
American
troops? She won't have to live with a cut off nose because we'll drop a bomb on her.
It doesn't bring her nose back.
It doesn't bring her nose back, obviously.
No.
But, all these sad stories are what get the U.S. into these conflicts in the first place. If these people could come, I know it's going to be a really strange place if a lot of people could come to this country. Don't worry. The politicians will never let it happen. It's just me talking. But
yeah, well, and it brings up, what has war solved? What has it solved? This stuff just keeps going on. It never, ever stops. Tyrants keep rising up. You'd think, if the whole thing with World War II worked, there'd never be another Hitler. No, guess what? There's more. Or at least...
Well, Hitler was created by World War I,
sure.
And this is the part that needs to...
Sure, yeah.
It was Woodrow Wilson who said he wasn't going to get us into that conflict, who caved to the Republicans and said, okay, and it was really Democrats and Republicans, but caved to the wealthy in that instance and said, okay, let's go. And Blackjack Pershing said, yeah, we need 1 million men, got into the conflict, they beat the Kaiser so soundly that they put all these in the Treaty of Versailles, put all these fees and things, taxes on Germany. I don't remember what they're called, duties. I'm not sure.
Sure.
Yeah.
But they put all these fees, and the German people couldn't rise out of that. That was the perfect opportunity for somebody like Hitler to rise up, get them all whipped up about nationalism, say how we're better than everybody. We need a little elbow room in the form of Liebensraum, and off they go to the races.
Yeah. My opinion, war doesn't solve anything. You can call in with your thoughts. You disagree? You can disagree on Free Talk Live. Call in 855-450-3733.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Come celebrate Bitcoin's race into the future at the Texas Bitcoin Conference, March 6, 2014, at the Circuit of the Americas in Austin, Texas, just before South by Southwest. The conference will be packed with the hottest speakers and key players in the Bitcoin world. This one is not to be missed. Get the details at TexasBitcoinConference.com. Register now with fiat or, of course, Bitcoin. That's TexasBitcoinConference.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.